This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the many rules that companies that are listed on American stock exchanges, that is, companies that are publicly traded, have to follow, is that they have to let regulators have a look at their books. American companies have to do this, as do foreign companies. All of them. So the Chinese firms that haven't are about to be in a bit of a bind. A newish law called the Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act says companies can't trade on American exchanges if they don't comply with American audit rules 3 years in a row. Somewhere north of 200 Chinese companies have until 2024 to comply, the terms of which are under some negotiation. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack explains what's going on.
I'm going to take you back a few years when coffee was mostly a luxury product in China. Starbucks stores here were pricey and prestigious. And you've got this Chinese upstart called Luckin with cheaper coffee, and it has an app that allows customers to order. As one local TV reporter demonstrated back in 2018, Luckin will deliver even if it's just one iced latte.
Thank you. Whoa, not bad. 15 minutes.
Back then, Luckin was seen as a high-tech Starbucks killer, which appealed to American investors like Seattle native Owen Sun.
It was, you know, very delivery focused, didn't have huge stores that they had to maintain with high overhead costs. And based on how the Chinese economy, at least in Shanghai, was, you know, WeChat, cheap delivery, it seemed like that was a direction that everything was going in.
He was among the first to buy shares in Luckin when it listed on the NASDAQ in 2019. He lost almost all of that investment a year later. Luckin admitted to faking more than $300 million in sales. U.S. regulators have tools to keep an eye on listed companies, says Paul Gillis, an accounting professor at Peking University in Beijing.
The U.S. had passed a law called Sarbanes-Oxley in the early 2000s after the collapse of a number of big U.S. companies, including Enron.
He says the law created the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, or the PCAOB, to set audit rules and inspect not the listed companies themselves, but their auditors.
Now, auditors, when they do an audit, prepare a set of working papers that document what work they have done to reach the conclusion that the financial statements are correct.
And the U.S. wants full access to these working papers, while China says this could threaten its national security. Lawyer Li Shouchuang helps Chinese companies list in the U.S. with the law firm Dentons in Beijing.
China's government has proposed to approve the working papers first. If state secrets are involved, China wants the right to refuse to provide the information. But the American PCAOB does not accept this.
Because China's definition of state secrets can be pretty broad. Negotiations between the U.S. and China have been on and off for the past 20 years. And this time, there's a lot more going on.
On top of tense U.S.-China relations, many American congressmen are hostile or prejudiced against China. What was supposed to be a technical problem has now turned into a political problem.
If the two sides do strike a deal, he says, it still might not be enough to prevent another Luckin fraud. And no deal means 200 Chinese companies must delist in the U.S. They could go to Hong Kong Stock Exchange, a few have, but there's less liquidity, which means if you're an American investor and you want to sell the Chinese stock, you might find it hard to get good prices. And as for Chinese companies,
they want to get listed in the U.S. For many Chinese companies, the U.S. is still their first choice.
Including Luckin, the coffee chain says it's cleaned house. Some reports say it wants to relist in the U.S. Former Luckin investor Owen Sun says he'd have to think hard about buying shares again.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you're supposed to buy things when they're down, right?
In China, he says, things can turn around quickly, sometimes for the good. He just doesn't want to get burned again. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.